and welcome to this vidcast, which is dedicated to the strategic revival of Coinbase, a company well known in the cryptocurrency industry, whose financial model I described 3 years ago and which had to invest massively to ensure its rebound. What is the situation in May 2021? The situation is absolutely excellent and stratospheric for Coinbase. The revenues are on the rise. The operating expenses are declining as a percentage to revenues, of course, growing in absolute terms. But the company is nicely generating economies of scale. As a consequence, the EBITDA is up and reaches 70% of revenues during the first quarter of 2021, which is absolutely outstanding. You remember that EBITDA is supposed to finance capital expenditures, CapEx is negligible, and then the free cash flow is really very high. The IPO stock price was 381. It's down in May 2021 because, very likely, there was some exuberance on the stock market about cryptocurrencies and the company was overpaid when it was listed. But the stock price is stabilizing around $230, $250. So, absolutely no problem in May 2021. As a matter of fact, the problems are not starting in mid-2021. It's going to be even better. And in November, the stock price is about $350, which is close to the IPO price. But then there will be big problems step by step. At the end of 2021, the stock price is stabilizing back to 240 around. Then there will be a first drop, and then there will be a second drop in 2022. Stock price is going to stabilize around $50 plus. There will be a low point in January 2023 at $33 per share. Stabilization, then a little bit up, and then significantly up. And today's stock price is back to the initial range, May 2021, at $240 per share. And of course, you understand that there was a big, big movement in between. When the stock price is down, you can observe a number of speculators, short sellers like Jim Chanos, trying to make some profits out of that. After a short selling exercise on Beyond Meat in January 2022, Jim Chanos is going to experience a second good job with a short sale in May 2022. At that time, the market capitalization of the company is still $40 billion, but the EBIT, the operating income, is negative by more than $500 million. And Chanos says, this is absolutely overestimated, overevaluated company. So I short sell. You borrow the stocks, you sell the stocks, then later on you buy the stocks back at a lower price, hopefully for you, and you can then bring the stocks back to the institutional investor from which you borrowed initially. When he started the job, the stock price was 187. 2 months later, it was 49. So he made a lot of money out of that. But what is quite interesting is to observe that the percentage of stocks which were shorted in May 2022, when he starts, is 4.2%. 4.2% means that this percentage of total number of shares is the subject of short selling. Now, today, the same percentage is 4.7%. And the question is very much raised, is the market confident in the evolution and the bouncing back of Coinbase? So what happened to Coinbase, which transformed its life into a nightmare in 2022, with a kind of recovery in 2023? The company is involved in the trading activity. If you are in trading, your revenues are very much linked with trading volumes. The trading volumes are up quarter after quarter, except for quarter three in 2021. Q4 2021 is a maximum with more than $600 billion of trading volumes. And then there will be a collapse. 2022 is about collapse in transaction volumes. Retail almost disappeared. Institutional lost two-thirds. And there is a little bit of a recovery at the end of 2023. But obviously, the company is involved in an industry which is in real difficulties. There are also in 2022 scandals, bankruptcy. FTX is unfortunately very well known for that. People went to jail. So the cryptocurrency industry is very much suffering in 2022. The revenues are trading volumes multiplied by fee rates. The fee rates are quite different for retail and institutional. For retail, it's 1.5%+. For institutional, it's 0.01 or 2%. What happened in 2022? There was a slight increase for retail, but the retail trading volumes almost disappeared. There's a small decline for institutional, and the volume is very much down. So at the end of the day, the revenues are going to collapse. As a consequence of the collapse in the trading volumes, 2022 is going to be absolutely dramatic for both revenues and EBITDA. Revenues, Q4 2021, 2.5 billion. First quarter, 2022, 1.2 billion. So divided by two. What about EBITDA, Q4 2021, 1.2, 1.3 billion. Q1 2022, just break even. And negative Q2. And then a little bit up quarter after quarter. There will be break-even for Q1 2023. Income is stabilized and progressively we are back to profitability. Q4 2023 looks quite okay in terms of income, revenues and EBITDA. In order to bring the company back to growth in the revenues and positive EBITDA, it developed new service activities. The first one was very much about stablecoin and interest income, which is linked to that. You know that cryptocurrencies are quite volatile in terms of prices. It's important to bring some stability to the customers. Then you can share the gains which are generated by holding so-called stable cryptocurrencies. Currencies which are linked to a strong security, a strong currency like the US dollar, USDC is linked to the US dollar, are stable in terms of amount. So basically, you hold the stable coin, you get interest income, and you share the gains. Another service is about blockchain reward fees. Your customers are using the platform for blockchain transactions. They make a profit, you share the profit. Custodial fee revenue. Holding cryptocurrencies is reasonably risky in terms of business operations. So for the secure holding of the cryptocurrencies of your customers, you receive fees, you receive a remuneration. There are other services which are linked with financing. Financing for the institutions. You help them financing their trading activity, their hedging activity, and also financing their working capital. A service which is also about holding cryptocurrencies, about the Coinbase wallet. The customers, they keep the full control of their wallet, but then they pay less fees. They receive no operational protection. You can also help people developing dApps, decentralized applications. These applications are supposed to compete against applications proposed by big players, but which put you under their own control. LivePeer is supposed to be a competitor for YouTube. Then all these services are bringing stability and recurrence in the revenues compared to trading. This is quite obvious. Which of these services can be today considered as real commercial success in terms of revenue generation? Retail trading is still quite high. At the end of 2023, Q4 2023, the activity represents $500 million in terms of revenues. Of course, it's $200 more than at the end of Q3 2023. So the retail trading activity is still quite important, but it's quite volatile. With $500 million, it's about 50% of total revenues. So you understand that retail trading is not the one and unique source of revenue. It's still very high, but it's sharing revenues with other services. The second service is about stablecoin. Stablecoin marginally started at the end of 2021, then really grew during 2022, and it today is generating $200 million stable. Retail is not stable. Stablecoin is very stable. The number three is about blockchain rewards. It had started in 2021, then it went to 100 million, went down, and is growing again. The other services are smoothly growing, but definitely number one is still retail trading with volatility. Number two and three are stablecoin and blockchain rewards with stability. Now, of course, the question was, these are developments, but in order to develop new services, new activities, you need to invest. Of course, a number of investments in this kind of business show in the P&L, in the cost. There are some cost items which are absolutely pure investments. This is a case of research and development. Research and development expenses in 2022 are 1 billion more than 2021, from 1.3 to 2.3 billion. In 2023, the figure is down to 1.3. But the company is very much investing in order to manage a kind of rebound. In the same time, the company has to invest in IT and support. This is why general and admin is going to increase also significantly in 2022. Now, when you have to invest, you have to cash out. But you understand that in R&D, it's about wages and salaries. So if you want to demonstrate to people that you are very much confident in the future and these people trust you, you can also pay wages and salaries in stock-based compensation. This is why in 2022, SBC is going to be up by $700 million, which is a very significant part of the R&D increase. And general and admin, of course. So it's going to be an investment, it's an increase in your costs, but it's no cash out, or I would say it limits the cash outflow. Now, as a consequence of all these investments, what happened to the net cash position of the company? The EBITDA was positive before 2022, strongly positive in 2021. In 2022, the EBITDA adjusted for stock-based compensation, so excluding this non-cash item, is negative by 1 billion, so it's 1 billion of cash consumption. The net cash position of the company is made of cash minus less long-term debt. There is no short-term interest-bearing debt in the balance sheet of Coinbase. Long-term debt is stable because it's really long-term, $3.4 billion, and the cash situation was 7.1 billion. Positive in 2021, and it's 4.4 in 2022. The 2.7 billion reduction in net cash position from 21 to 22 is explained partly by the EBITDA, which is negative by 1 billion, but also by the fact that there will be some restructuring expenses, and you have to invest some working capital in the development of the new businesses. When a net cash position is positive by $3.7 billion, your situation is extremely comfortable and safe. When it's still positive, but by only $1 billion, you understand that the situation is another story. Obviously, it's going to improve in 2023, but at the end of 2022, the company is in a situation which is not yet back to normal operations. Then what we have observed is a very traditional situation of a company which wants to go back to growth in terms of revenues. If you want to grow, you have to invest in the transformation of the company and to invest the working capital which you need to develop your revenues. You grow, you invest, you consume financial resources, then you consume cash, then you need cash. Before we get back to the cash position and the cash needs of the company, let's go back to stock price and stock market. If you look at the evolution of the stock price of Coinbase from its IPO, it's down by 30%. But a few quarters ago, it was down by 100% almost. Though the company is really bouncing back. In the meantime, the Nasdaq was up by 15%. It went down and it went up. When you look at the correlation between Coinbase and the Nasdaq, you can calculate, econometrically calculate, the beta, which is a sensitivity of your stock price to the evolution of the stock market index. The beta is 3.37, which is an extremely high coefficient. And it's quite obvious that there is a kind of correlation. Of course, econometrically, Coinbase is amplifying, very much amplifying the volatility of the Nasdaq. But it seems a little bit curious, this kind of high volatility. Is there any other factor for correlation? The answer is yes. There is a much stronger correlation with the market price of the Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. The company was almost 100% in the trading activity. The trading volumes are very much correlated with the evolution of the price. So basically, there is volume when there are price movements. This is why the Coinbase stock price in the early days after its listing was absolutely correlated with the evolution of the market price of the cryptocurrency. There is a kind of decorrelation which starts in 2022. But the correlation is still quite strong. Why? Because Q4 2023, the revenues of the cash generated by the company are made 50% by trading, retail trading. So the company has increased the share of the revenues generated by services, and now it's 50%, which is quite outstanding in a short period of time. But still, the other 50% is very much about trading, and trading is very much about sensitivity. So the risk is less, but there is still a quite high level of risk. As a company has consumed quite a lot of cash because of negative EBITDA, because of investment, because of its own working capital, which is involved in the new activities, it has to reinforce its working capital again because it's still quite risky, even though the service activity is much more stable than the trading activity. A few weeks ago, in March 2024, the company announced a very timely additional funding. The stock price is up. This is the right moment to issue a kind of equity-linked hybrid instrument, which is a convertible bond. The amount which is going to be raised is $1.1 billion. Maturity, 2030, so you have 6 years in front of you. The coupon is going to be 0.25%, much less than the long-term government bond rate. But obviously, in a convertible bond, there is a call option which is embedded in the bond, and you have the right to convert your convertible bond at maturity and get 3 shares out of 1 bond. The nominal of a bond is $1,000, so you are going to convert if the stock price exceeds 1/3 of that, which is $363. The stock price when the bond is announced is $252, so there must be an upside of 252 up to 333 to justify the conversion. What is going to be the usage of the funds? Senior debt repayment and partial repayment of a convertible which had been issued in May 2021 when the stock price was in the range 230-250, quite the same range as today. But at that time, the conversion rate was more aggressive, only 2.7 shares for 1 bond. And then the conversion was exercised by the investors. The stock price was at least $370 per share. So it's less aggressive today, but it's quite opportunistic. And this opportunism is very consistent with the financial theory, which says when the stock price is up, don't hesitate to mobilize the investors. Let me conclude this vidcast with a few words on financial strategy. Coinbase experienced very strategic challenges, huge difficulties in 2022. The business is evaporating. When a company is in front of difficulties, Generally speaking, what does it do? Reduce cost, save cash. And this is obviously what you have to do. You have to restructure your business operations, save cash, and so on and so forth. But if you do that and only that, you're going to die healthy. If you want to build a future, you need to do what is named investing. So you reduce cost, you save cash, and you invest. But investment is consuming cash by itself. So if you want to be able to invest, you need cash, cash available. And cash available means prudent finance, very conservative financial strategy. And so, of course, the cryptocurrency industry is not exactly what I would name a normal industry. It's very new, it's very volatile, and so on and so forth. But what is very interesting to observe is that in this quite strange industry, Coinbase is a very normal company with absolutely normal behavior. Conservative finance for risk-taking in business operations. Thank you very much.